Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russian President Vladimir Putin last night reiterated his demands for guarantees from the United States and its allies that NATO will not expand eastwards, blaming the West for tensions that are building up in Europe. In a speech with Russia's top military brass, Putin demands NATO denies membership to Ukraine and other former Soviet countries and roll back the alliance's military deployment in Central and Eastern Europe. President Biden, talking to the American people Tuesday, explains his administration was caught off guard and the reason we're having a COVID-19 testing shortage across America.
It took so long, it didn't take long at all. What happened was the Omicron virus spread even more rapidly than anybody thought.
Biden announced they have now purchased 500 million testing kits. The order is expected to be filled after the holidays. The National Hockey League has pulled their players from participating in the Beijing Olympics due to COVID-19. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Transportation Security Administration, or TSA, has some advice for holiday travelers.
Millions of Americans will be flying to spend Christmas with family and friends, and the TSA wants air travelers to know the best way to fly with gifts. Don't wrap them. They might get unwrapped before you even get on the plane. If a wrapped gift is in luggage that's flagged by TSA, it will be unwrapped, whether it's checked in or carry-on. It's best to keep your gifts in a bag or box that can easily be opened for inspection. You can separately pack gifts in tissue wrapping paper, ribbons, and tape, and then wrap up the presents when you reach your destination. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A Harvard University professor has been convicted of hiding ties to a China-run recruitment program. Charles Lieber was found guilty of making false statements to authorities, filing false tax returns, and failing to report a Chinese bank account. His sentencing date is yet to be decided. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Candidate Biden last October tweeted, quote, "We're 8 months into this pandemic and Donald Trump still doesn't have a plan to get this virus under control. I do," end quote. Journalist Joe Concha from The Hill gives Fox News his opinion on Biden's job performance.
When he says, "I'm not supposed to be having this press conference right now," that's his handlers who told him that, right? And that sums up year one of this administration to a T. I'm not supposed to be up here being held accountable for my actions. And this is an administration and a president that time after time continues to be completely caught off guard on things they should see from a country mile away. Wait. The Taliban has captured Kabul? We didn't see that coming. Wait. Inflation isn't transitory? It'll be here for some time? Wow, we didn't see that coming. Wait, law enforcement isn't the problem? Skyrocketing violent crime is happening because police are demonized and criminals don't fear prosecution because bail laws have been neutered? Wow, we didn't see that coming. Mm-hmm. And wait, migrants are flooding the border after we invited them in, stopped building the wall, and started attacking our own border patrol? Wow, we didn't see that coming. This testing capacity on COVID COVID should have been ramped up months ago. But as usual, Team Biden, day late, dime short. And for them to say, we didn't see this variant coming, shows you they are exceptional about complaining and placing blame and not so good on governing.
Thanks for listening, and a Merry Christmas week to you and your family. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop,
hey. Hey, we're back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. It's all right there, along with the plethora of interviews with these great guests that we have on that are here to share, you know, all that they know about, whatever the topic is. No 8-second sound bites, and we want to get into the depth of it so that this way you have a better understanding and knowledge of these topics that we're dealing with culturally. You know, when you think back, you know, where all this racial hoax began, you go back to Trayvon Martin case, right, which Joel Gilbert has been on with us many times to talk about. And, you know, and you think maybe hope upon hope that the full exposure of the hoax and the race baiting after the Jussie Smollett case, that maybe it might come to an end. I think we might hope to, if it could only be that easy. But the fact of the matter is when you follow the money, you realize that these racial hoaxes generate money to people who have a particular interest, a greed interest, or, you know, in the case of Jussie Smollett, an interest to enlarge his self-acclaimed celebrity. But at the end of the day, it comes down to a hoax is a hoax is a hoax. He is a Hollywood film director and president of Highway 61 Entertainment. He was the one that brought us the film, The Trayvon Martin Hoax. And he's here to talk about Jussie Smollett and also the Kim Potter trial. Joel, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
Hey, great show. Great to be back. Thank you.
Well, here it is. I mean, you broke down the Trayvon Martin hoax that here it is. You know, you go back all those years ago. Little did we know what it was going to ignite. And we're still dealing with this hoax that even to this day, you know, some talking heads will refer to the Trayvon Martin situation that happened in Florida as fact. They've rewritten history, or they think, you know, they're going to play on our emotions and try to give us some, you know, some new perception, which is not anywhere close to the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but.
Right. Well, as a reminder, Black Lives Matter actually started as a result of, they said, because of the acquittal of George Zimmerman in the Trayvon Martin case. Now, Trayvon Martin case, of course, is where Ben Crump, who was a slumlord, owed hundreds of thousands of dollars in federal tax liens, and his partner, Daryl Parker, who owed hundreds of thousands in federal tax liens, partnered up with Al Sharpton and also the Obama Justice Department to create a race hoax out of the Zimmerman, you know, case. And out of that emerged Black Lives Matter and this entire narrative of anti-racism that not only are people asking for money like Ben Crump, just give me millions of dollars, but in fact also there's people that want power from this. So it's money and power. The Democrat Party in 2012 black vote was not in the tank for Obama in 2012 in the presidential race. So they were looking for this type of incident to exploit black voters and motivate them to come out and vote for Obama, even though everything had gotten worse for them and nothing had improved under Obama. So I exposed the Trayvon Martin hoax that they used a fake witness, Rachel Gentile, the 250-pound girl who was mentally challenged, a year older than Trayvon. They had her pretend to be Trayvon's girlfriend. In the Trayvon hoax, I found the real girlfriend, the real girl that was on the phone with him, and this film took off pretty well. When Zimmerman sued Crump and the Martin family, it got a lot more publicity. But as you say, to this day, people still refer to the Zimmerman acquittal as somehow justifying all of this nonsense when, in fact, it was a hoax to begin with. Of course, I follow the Jesse Smollett case, which we all knew was pretty much ridiculous from the beginning. It turns out Jesse Smollett's a good actor, but a terrible writer. You know, the acting was just fine, but the script was just not realistic. Mm-hmm. But the interest, those in power who wanted to exploit that for power, Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, and the like, they backed him up at first. And when, of course, it unraveled pretty quickly, they still, you know, don't want to talk about it. Luckily enough, the cops weren't buying it, and they didn't like being made fools of. So this is, we saw this whole thing unravel. And as you say, we're probably going to continue to see these race hoaxes. In fact, every major noose incident, there's been about eight of them in the past six, 7 years. Every one of these incidences where some noose was found somewhere turned out to be a hoax. And people are onto it now, but those that want to exploit race for political means and power and money still exist.
Well, because, I mean, even bank robbers, they figure, look, if they can get a bank, that's about $3,000, and they're all finding different ways, you know, with, cyber invasion and, you know, the stuff that they're doing right now over the Internet, because $3,000 is chump money, but that still doesn't stop people from doing it. And even these race hoax, they may not hit, you know, a seven-figure jackpot, but, hey, look, even if they hit five or six, it's kind of worth their while. And it amazes me, going back to Benjamin Crump, why he isn't disbarred and why he hasn't been indicted for perpetrating this big lie that has caused the deaths of so many people. Because, as you stated, even in the movie, that the anger that was raised because of this hoax. I mean, there were people that were flat out killed, and what you know, the perpetrator would say to the victim is, "This is in the name of Trayvon Martin."
That's right. That happened. Well, look, they just opened a Florida law school. Just opened a Ben Crump School of Social Justice. So this thing just takes on a life of its own. Don't forget the Justice Department, I'm sorry, the justice system has been totally corrupted from this. It used to be in Zimmerman's case, at least they investigated the crime for 3 weeks. They exonerated Zimmerman. They said, no crime, self-defense, see you later, it's over. Of course, Crump came forward with his fake witness to get Zimmerman arrested. But what's happened in the last few years is simply a rush to judgment. DAs will charge somebody with murder within 24, 48 hours, really out of fear of the lynch mob, because Ben Crump, Al Sharpton's BLM lynch mob is forming outside their police headquarters or outside the mayor's office. So they just charge everyone with murder.
Right.
And then, you know, a year or so later, this goes to court. And like we saw in the Kyle Rittenhouse case, the prosecution is stuck trying to prove things that never happened. And, of course, he got acquitted. You've got other cases like the Derek Chauvin case where it really was just an accident. He didn't intentionally kill him. He was in the line of duty, was holding this guy down. He probably sat on him for too long, but he was being accosted by this crowd of maniacs screaming at him. And, you know, they charged him with all kind of murder and federal charges. Everybody, any police officer within, you know, 20 yards was charged with murder. They're still going to court for that. And now we're seeing this ridiculous case of Kim Potter in Minneapolis, of all places, where clearly it was on video, it was an accident. This guy was fleeing an arrest. He got into his car. Someone could have been hurt or injured if he took off or had a gun in the car when he's fleeing. She accidentally shot him with a gun instead of a taser.
Gun instead of taser, right.
And she's charged with murder.
And she even clearly stated that she was going to tase him. I mean, you know, and she was letting her partner know that, you know, she had what she thought was a taser in her hand, not the gun. And
just an accident, you know.
Yes.
But this is how we rush to judgment. You're charged manslaughter. You go to jail for life. I compare it to a surgeon. We have surgeons in this country. Occasionally, some of them make a mistake. Sometimes it can be fatal. That's why we have insurance policies and payouts.
Exactly.
Or the surgeon could get fired if he was grossly negligent. But we don't put surgeons in jail because there'd be no more surgeons.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Don Shank, bringing you today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Christmas is right around the corner, and with all the joyful festivities, it's easy to get lost in the holiday shuffle and forget the true meaning of this season. As Christians, we need to remember that not only are we celebrating the birth of Christ, but also what He came here for, to save the lost and give them new life and hope. This is why we at the Tide Ministry are more determined than ever to reach those who might not have heard the gospel message and tell them the truth about Jesus through our radio broadcasts and related ministry activities. We pray that every day, many across the globe are giving their lives to Christ as we gather together to celebrate the birth of our Savior who welcomes all who believe. To learn how you can join in prayer for more lives to be eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and we're talking with Joel Gilbert, a Hollywood film director and president of Highway 61 Entertainment, whose film, The Trayvon Hoax, just has really brought a lot of consternation to those on the left that want to buy into this victim narrative, and anybody else who is not interested in due process. I mean, the thing is so scary right now is that like Joel was saying earlier, our Justice Department is under a lot of pressure and being compromised in so many ways. I mean, to such a degree that you've got judges that don't want to pick up cases. You got people probably that don't even want to be on juries, especially after what we saw again happen with the Rittenhouse case, where you even had a media type following the bus that was carrying the jury. I mean, it was all about intimidation. And you've got the recent words of the president of Black Lives Matter in New York, who says, look, if these things don't happen our way, we're going to burn it down. I mean, that's quite threatening. I mean, to me, you know, talk about treason and insurrection, but then he kind of soft-pedaled it back. But how do you soft-pedal those kind of aggressive statements, Joel?
Yeah, well, look, in the Arbery case with the Travis McMichael, the McMichaels in Brunswick, Georgia, Ben Crump was down there with Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson. They were actually in the courtroom, and then they had 500 pastors supposedly had a big protest outside the court. So if you're on the jury, you're thinking, I got two choices. I can be a dead man walking, or I can vote guilty. Not guilty is simply not an option if there's a lynch mob outside. It's just not worth it. It's like, why do I have to ruin my life because this kid tried to take the gun off of that guy and he ended up getting shot? Why should my life be over? That's what they're thinking. Mm. So this is how, you know, Crump has gone around intimidating juries and having a lynch mob outside, threatening juries, media following them. It's absolutely un-American. And there is some pushback occasionally. For instance, George Zimmerman has a lawsuit against Ben Crump, Trayvon's parents, Rachel Gentile, the fake witness, and the real girlfriend, Brittany Diamond Eugene, on January 3rd in Tallahassee. It got moved to another county, and it's a motion to dismiss. Now, if he gets over that, he can start deposing these people and further exposing this whole hoax that started this entire Black Lives Matter movement and the entire anti-racism agenda of the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party is now kind of like this cult that worships these false narratives of anti-racism, of course, climate change and COVIDism, I call it. So they got this holy trinity. And if you don't agree completely with their version of these issues, then you are, you can get canceled. So people are very afraid to stand up against this stuff.
How do they try to hold some sort of credibility after the Jussie Smollett, boondoggle?
Well, Jussie Smollett was, like I said, he's a good actor. He's a terrible writer. And people don't remember that actually there was an anti-lynching bill in the Senate that was sponsored by Cory Booker pending in the Senate at that same time. And who jumped to Smollett's defense immediately was Cory Booker and Kamala Harris. And who tried to get him out of it? The highest levels of the Democrat Party, Tina Tetchin, who was Michelle Obama's chief of staff, called Kim Fox, the DA in Chicago, and got him off with a $10,000 fine. So it's hard for me to believe that the Democrat Party wasn't kind of aware of this hoax. They're certainly in on it in trying to get him out of the situation. But fortunately, the cops didn't like being made fools of, so it proceeded to this trial. I don't know that, if the media doesn't cover it, it never happened. So they're just going to kind of move on like it never happened. Don't forget that terrible murder of five people at the parade in Wisconsin. This guy, Daryl Brooks, big BLM supporter, mowed down five people. Who even knows about this? It was the day after the media, which is, 95% left-wing media, just kind of moved on and doesn't even cover it. But they still talk about the Charlottesville hoax where some guy ran over a person and claimed that Trump had supported it.
Mm-hmm. Which is the furthest thing from the truth. But this is the deal. It's one lie after another, and they're unending and relentless. I mean, and that's the thing. Like with the possibility that Trump may run in 2024, they're freaking out. I mean, they're doing everything they can and spending a lot of political capital and any other resources to try to knock Trump out. But, you know, all this stuff, this accumulation of lies from the mainstream media. I mean, how some of these talking heads, you know, from the left maintain any kind of credibility. It's like, I don't want to see them anymore. I mean, here they bought into this stuff, and I don't, you know, the ladies from The View, boy, they just all were all in for this stuff and, you know, backing Jussie Smollett and all this other stuff. And it's like, oh, please, come on, give me a break.
Look, you're right. People have come a long way since, you know, 2012. I had a film called Dreams from My Real Father, where I made the case that Obama's real father was not the Kenyan Obama. It was, in fact, the guy that raised him in Hawaii named Frank Marshall Davis, who also radicalized him. He was a Communist Party member out of Chicago. And at first, people were like, well, if CNN hasn't covered this, could it really be true? And
yes,
within a year or two, by 2014, when Obama had shown his true colors, ramming Obamacare through, coming up with this radical agenda that no one voted for and throwing the voters under the bus, a couple years later, people were like, oh, well, of course CNN wouldn't touch this. And during the Trump years, he really shined a light on how corrupt the media was and still is today. So people have come a long way in terms of being skeptical of what they hear. And despite all the character assassination of Trump, I think he's still overwhelmingly probably the one that got 81 million votes and not Biden. And they do fear someone who can lead a populist movement. If
yes,
someone can say they're going to be a leader of a populist movement to reject all this statism and globalism and socialist policies, that's their biggest fear. So a reemerging Donald Trump or a reemerging someone like him that could lead this movement does terrify them.
Well, what he does is he brings the even the Republicans and the party itself away from that indoctrination and that kind of safe space that the Democrats have made for them to allow them to kind of, you know, cross over when it's convenient for the Democrats to have them cross over. And that's where they get so smushy, is they abandon the conservative principles that got them elected. And Donald Trump was holding their feet to the fire and holding them accountable, and they didn't like it. So he was a disturbing force just on the face to the Democrats and the woke left, the progressive left, because he called it out like he saw it. And guess what? It was gaining traction. And all of a sudden you had a lot of mainstream America going, hey, this guy's speaking our language. He gets it. And why not? I mean, he's not beholden to the traditions of the Beltway. He's not he doesn't care about the cocktail parties. He doesn't care about all the inside ball of, the whole bureaucracy. He's just there to serve the people. And how dare an outsider come in and think that it's about serving the people when we know that it's about, it's about our futures. It's about our own existence and opportunities to get reelected.
Well, look, they did succeed to some great extent of keeping Trump in a box, preventing him from executing a lot of his policies. Trump's good at firing people, I guess, but he wasn't good at hiring people. He hired a number of these national security advisors, McMasters, and all these guys that he brought in really didn't serve him well. So the Republican establishment, the deep state, Democrats, they sure put up a fight while he was in office, and they're still busy to this day with his January 6th committee and investigating him in the state of New York for nothing, trying to make to prevent him from reemerging onto the political scene.
Well, you know that he's such a force because, you know, again, think about all the energy and political capital that they're paying against this movement, aren't they?
They really are desperate to make sure he doesn't reemerge because they view him as an existential threat. And I believe that's why they made sure he did not win in those five Democrat counties where they controlled the vote.
Well, Joel, we got to have you back. We'll look forward to an update on what happens with George Zimmerman and that pending lawsuit against Benjamin Crump and the Martin family.
I'll update you again. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, great to have you with us. Joel Gilbert, Hollywood film director and president of Highway 61 Entertainment, that gave us the movie on the Trayvon Martin hoax. Thank you so much. It's just about 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
This report is sponsored by Kelley Blue Book. For more than 95 years, Kelley Blue Book has been the trusted resource for car shoppers searching for the right vehicle at the right price. The company's annual Best Buy Awards provide a look ahead to help navigate new vehicle selections for the coming year. 2022 is full of many new car choices, and on December 16th, auto industry expert Micah Muzio reveals the top selections for best new model, best plug-in hybrid, and more. Beginning with a pool of over 300 new car models, Kelley Blue Book's experts spent a year testing and evaluating all of the options, taking into consideration factors such as cost-to-own data, consumer feedback, and sales information to narrow down the list. Micah Muzio, video manager for Kelley Blue Book.
Each year, innovations in technology and advancing trends make for a bevy of options for car shoppers. The Kelley Blue Book team spent the past year testing and analyzing the 2022 models to narrow down the top choices in the most popular vehicle categories, so we can confidently deliver the best suggestions to help guide consumers as they consider their next new vehicle purchase.
To learn more, visit KBB.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russian President Vladimir Putin last night reiterated his demands for guarantees from the United States and its allies that NATO will not expand eastwards, blaming the West for tensions that are building up in Europe. In a speech with Russia's top military brass, Putin demands NATO denies membership to Ukraine and other former Soviet countries and roll back the alliance's military deployment in Central and Eastern Europe. President Biden, talking to the American people Tuesday, explains his administration was caught off guard and the reason we're having a COVID-19 testing shortage across America.
It took so long, it didn't take long at all. What happened was the Omicron virus spread even more rapidly than anybody thought.
Biden announced they have now purchased 500 million testing kits. The order is expected to be filled after the holidays. The National Hockey League has pulled their players from participating in the Beijing Olympics due to COVID-19. USA Radio News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Sociologically speaking, the way I look at it, it's the battle of two identities. Think about this. Okay, one entity, social media, says this is the way you're supposed to be. You're supposed to be the Beyonce, the LeBron James. You're supposed to be the big man on campus. This is where your identity is delivered. It's brought to you by social media. Or the other identity is the one that God gives us. Now, keep in mind, the social media realm and what we're talking about in the culture, it's always changing, okay? So your identity may be one thing at this moment, and 5 seconds later, because of a bad tweet or somebody's counter tweet on you, you become canceled, you're invalidated, and what happens to your identity? It goes up in dust. The other identity comes from God himself that never changes, same yesterday, today, and forever. He says, you're still my man, you're still my woman, you're still my guy, and I'm still with you no matter what. No matter your failings, no matter what happens, God is always for you. With us right now is the former NFL quarterback ministry leader, and we're here to talk about these two identities and these conflicts that reside in our culture today. Jeff Kemp, good to have you with us. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill. Good morning. I'm well, thank you. Thanks for jumping into a topic that really is behind a whole lot of what's going on, even though we don't realize it. Yeah. And I've heard it said that the two most important things about any person that determine their life are, number one, their view of God, mm-hmm. and number two, their view of themselves. And identity is your view of yourself. So if your identity gets misshaped, ill-shaped, not shaped, or morphed and confused, as you just mentioned, in the social media age, then you're going to have a very hard time with your emotions, with your goals, with the decisions you make, and with your relationships, and even with your faith.
Right.
So this is really important. And I think I wanted to summarize something you said, whether you get your identity from the culture and society and social media and the stuff you do, the stuff you have, or the true source, God, it's either this. You either try to earn your identity in life by how popular you are and how successful you are and what your image is on Instagram or Twitter or something, or even at work or in school or wherever, or you receive your identity. It's either earned, which is a false pathway to identity, or received from God, which is the only true way to know who you are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that never changes regardless. I have a dear friend of mine. I happen to be in California right now, and his ministry is based here. And he gave a great illustration about what happened with Peter. As you know, Peter was told before Jesus was to be arrested and crucified, Jesus said, "Hey, you're gonna disown me." "Oh no, Lord, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. You know, I'm your man. I'm with you forever." Well, of course, we know the story. He did, in fact, disown Jesus, just as Jesus had said he was going to disown him. And the thing was is that Peter, dealing with that reality, that identity of what, you know, peer pressure, even his own pressure of what he thought he was. And,
what happened there, Bill, was they thought three times he was seen in the courtyard that night while they had arrested Jesus. And they said, "Aren't you with the Nazarene? Aren't you one of those guys? Aren't you one of those rabble-rousers with Jesus?" And since Jesus was turning unpopular, he didn't feel good about identifying with him. And think of how if you are a person that was going to vote for Trump in a non-Trump audience, how you would feel. Or if you were a person who was going to vote for Biden in a Trump audience, how you were going to feel. You're going to kind of shrink back into a shell a little bit, because this is an age where we've said it's okay to vehemently attack the other people who believe differently than you. And that is, we're worshiping ideology.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
We have idols of our beliefs. And that's where our culture is so off track. And I think what happens is we're really afraid of what other people think of us.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes back to a proverb in the greatest book of all time that says, "Fear of man and what they think of you will lead to a snare.
Yeah.
But he who trusts in God will be kept safe."
Right.
And just think of the insecure junior hire who always is worried what everyone thinks and doesn't know how to behave because he's walking on eggshells. Well,
exactly.
We live like that into our adult years too much.
See, Jeff, this is our heart, yours and mine. You know, we think of, you know, whether it's kids or wives or other humanoids going through this journey of life whose lives are being formed by what the culture says instead of what God says. Now, the rest of the story with Peter, and this is really critical here, Peter was depressed and realizing. I mean, it says he went out and wept. You know, severely, because he realized that he abandoned his friend and that, in fact, he was hypocritical and he was ashamed of himself. And even to the point that even after Jesus had died, he resurrected and he saw Peter on the beach, and Peter was distraught. I mean, he was still depressed from it. And I love what Jesus said to Peter, essentially, and this was the whole point, is because of the identity that Jesus already spoke about Peter. Remember when he asked Peter, he says, who do they say I am? And Peter says, well, you're the Messiah. You're Jesus Christ. You're the Son of God. And Jesus said, you knew that not because others said, it wasn't others' identity that put up, it's because you heard from God himself who I was. And because of that, I'm going to tell you who you are. And you are going to be the foundation of this new construct, this new church, that the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. How do you like that, Peter? And Peter kind of went through that, and he thought, okay, after he abandoned Jesus, he thought it was all gone. He was unworthy. He lost his godly, his spiritual identity. And then Jesus meets him at the beach and says, Peter, you know what? I know you did this, and I knew it was going to happen, but I want you to know this. The identity that God has given you is still there. As my buddy would say, the deal is still on between me and you. I don't know about you, but that just brings shivers up and down my spine to think about, regardless how many times we may have messed up, is God's identity is still on us, and the mission is still there, and his intent to see it through is still there. He has not given up on us.
That is a classic story, crucial encouragement, and I really appreciate the way you expressed it, Bill. You and I and everyone listening is not a cog in the economic wheel.
Right.
We're not a breadwinner or a truck driver or a lawyer or a professor or an entrepreneur. We are a daughter or a son of God.
Mm-hmm.
And Peter was told by Jesus at that point, after his failure and his denial, he gave him three chances to restate that he loved Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And in letting him state that three more times, Jesus said, feed my lambs, tend my sheep, feed my sheep. He basically said, Peter, you're my brother.
Yes.
You're the Father's son. You have a role. Live out your mission. And I think every one of us need to hear those words that Jesus heard. You are my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased.
Yeah.
And for ladies, it's you're my beloved daughter in whom I'm well pleased because of what Jesus has done for you and in you, not because of what you've done. So you're not on a performance track.
Right, exactly.
Your value, your identity is not based in your performance, not based in the scoreboard, it's not based in the appearances. It's not based on what they say about you. It's not based in social media or the condition of things at your workplace, your title. Your identity is based in being a son or daughter of God, and we need to receive that identity every day. And you know who really needs it? Young people. They've grown up with social media as the water and air they breathe. And the water they swim in and the air they breathe.
Exactly.
And they really need to know that they have what it takes because they're a creation of God. Jesus has died for them. He has made them his son or daughter when they accept him. And that's where we build our life, on that identity.
Exactly. Well, there's the battle of two identities. One that society would give you, social media and the like in the culture, or God. So choose you this day which identity you want to embrace and hold on to. The one that changes at every whim and, you know, movement of the trees, or God who is forever.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. Get it. That's a 15-year fixed rate at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the financing law. Number 603-87, an equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen Temporal Scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We're back with you, America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It is time for the Good News Girl, one of our final installments to wrap up this incredible year of 2021. Samantha Mao joins us, and, you know, to follow Sam, you can go to our website at BillMartinezShow.com. She's featured right there as the Good News Girl. She's got Sam's Corner. All these great stories, these viral videos that we talk about every week, and she's here to talk about this next installment. Hey, Sam. How you doing?
I'm doing great. You know, excited for the holidays and Christmas coming up, all that kind of stuff. But how about yourself?
Yeah. It's a great time of year, no doubt about it, that causes us to take pause, and even if we only do it once a year, to think about this great gift of Christmas, you know, and my prayer is that this is a feeling, you know, again, by comparison of what we've been going through, especially in these last 2 years, this is something that I hope that people will embrace, that peace on earth will reign as much as human possibly, you know, as possible. You know, this side of heaven, I just have to say, because these stories that you report every week remind us at times, Sam, of our better angels, that nobody's claiming perfection. You know, we are flawed human beings, admittedly, but every once in a while, there are these stories that you're not going to hear about in the mainstream media because this isn't of their interest. But for us as you know, fellow humanoids going through this journey of life, we're encouraged when we hear of these great stories, right?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I think that, like I've told you before, this time of year, and this is what you're saying, it just has like a special – it has a special kind of feeling in the air, and it seems mm-hmm. to be around the world, especially here in America. It just seems to be more than, you know, when I'm trying to find stories every week, there just seems to be an abundance this time of year. And I think there's just something in everybody's mm-hmm. spirit and in the air that makes people do more kind things. It's kind of becomes the more of the focus of something that is more at the forefront of everybody's minds. And it really turns into a beautiful thing. And there's so mm-hmm. many stories that go unreported. I'm happy just to share a few.
Right. And what's so important is just what you've referenced here is that it's not only here in America, but it's around the world that this is happening, which I think is quite curious to appreciate that, you know, that good news is welcomed around the world. Good news is happening around the world. I like this story that we're going to lead with. Here's a teen who rescued his mom by creating a makeshift tourniquet with a shoelace. Of all things. Tell us about this.
Well, you know, I think a lot of people who have watched the show Grey's Anatomy or any of those shows that have to do with the medical field, you kind of see the doctors do different things like when you're watching and you're like, whatever, I have to do that in person. Would I remember how to do that? Would this be helpful? And it actually turned out in Maine, this did end up being helpful for a 16-year-old young man named Cyrus Lorabino and his mom, Kristen. So it started off like a normal morning. This is like, you know, you just never know what's going to happen in life or where your morning is going to go. And recently, Kristen fell outside her home in Glenburn, and she slipped on some ice that she thought was rain. Well, she was carrying a coffee cup at the time, and when she slipped, the coffee cup breaks, and it ends up severing an artery in her wrist. And so, of course, she, as soon as she falls, thankfully, her son was there. Cyrus is there. She's like, she immediately knows, oh, my gosh, I'm in trouble. I can't believe this. I can't believe you're just having a normal morning. I was just walking outside with my coffee cup.
Right.
I'm in trouble. So she calls 911.
Will you imagine all the blood that's flowing out, right?
Oh,
my goodness.
It has to be shocking because you would think,
yes,
how much damage could a coffee cup do? You know, the fall is not what injured her. It was the coffee cup breaking. So anyway, so she uses her sweatshirt to apply pressure. And the 911 operator is like, listen, you need to have somebody make a tourniquet. And so her son starts running around. He ends up finding a board. You know, he's from watching TV. He finds a board and he takes the shoelace and he wraps it around and, you know, stops his mom's blood from gushing out. And it ends up being on there for 40 minutes between the time this happened. And so, yeah, you know, he ended up saving her life. And it's just an amazing thing. And you just kind of, it makes you want to pay a little bit better attention and maybe take a class on CPR or different things like that. Because you just never know. You know, CPR wasn't necessary in this situation, but just to know different, like, rescue techniques. You don't ever, it's one of those things you never want to need, but you want to know if you ever do need it. And it's pretty, from watching Grey's Anatomy, I think that's what helped. Yeah.
See, now everybody's going to go binge Grey's Anatomy now and learn all these little makeshift things that they can do in case of an emergency. This next story is about an ex-homeless man who decorates his home with over 16,000 Christmas lights to raise money for charity. Wow, what a story. Tell us about this.
That's right. So this is actually over in England. A man named Mark Abbott, this was 15 years ago, he was registered homeless. He had been living with a friend and things ended up not working out and he was couch surfing and, you know, he just, it was, you know, it's a scary thing. Even if you have friends that will let you stay with them, sometimes not having a place to call your own or not having a home, is very scary. And then there's people who aren't even as fortunate as he was. But because of that experience, he realized how important it is to have a home you can go back to. And he decided to take the light display and raise money for St. Martin's homeless charity. And his home is completely covered in lights. He plays music. He has a sleigh in front garden with a seat for four children. And he even has a snow machine, which I think is so much fun.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, exactly.
And he's 44 years old now. He's a father of three. And he has people traveling from all across England coming to see his home. And hopefully, you know, the people that are coming, he'll be able to raise money and change the lives of other people. And I think it's just a great thing to see somebody who got back on their feet and is paying it forward.
Exactly. Don't we love that? This next story is about a life that got turned around and changed overnight, according to this one UPS driver, after an act of kindness.
That's right. So it's actually the UPS driver that did the act of kindness. And this is one of those things that happens in just a few seconds, and it changes everything. Jessica Kitchell and her husband, Mark, they live down in Georgia, and they were with their daughter, Charlie, and their newborn, Chansey. And whenever this UPS driver was coming, his name's Dallin Harrell, he comes by and he realizes that they have a new baby, and he kind of leans down to the Nest doorbell and he's like, hey, you know, if you're one of those people that just had a baby son, I just want to let you know I'm wishing you the best, thinking of you, praying for you. I just had a son of my own about the same time. Yeah. And he didn't realize that this would be such a special message, but it ended up being very special to the wife, to Jessica, because she's just been feeling kind of isolated. You know, I think that anytime moms have a newborn, they just feel kind of lonely a little bit, you know, getting used to the new circumstance. She ends up posting it on social media, and they end up reconnecting. and she finds out Daryl never had a baby shower, and she ends up posting all his stuff from his baby shower list. She asks for the list. She posts it. He gets all the stuff and ends up getting a promotion overnight. And now his life has kind of turned around, and they're going to be lifelong friends, they say. He said, I was just leaving a 20-second message. I thought nothing of it until she tracked me down.
You never know.
isn't that crazy? Like, it just turned into this blossoming friendship just from a little few seconds that Daryl took to wish her well. And I love that kind of thing.
Yeah, it reminds us once again, a word aptly spoken, you just never know. Just an act of kindness, a word, a smile, you know, what a life-changing experience is there and what you have to offer a fellow humanoid going through life. You know, we love dogs. You know that. We all love dogs on this show. And because you have to love dogs or you just can't be part of the show. It's just the way it is. But this next story is that about a dog, and this will if you don't love dogs, this will cause you to love dogs all the more. This dog is barking, and this mom is getting upset because this dog is so annoying. You know, what is going on? Until she realized the dog is trying to communicate with her. What is this dog trying to tell her, Sam?
That's right. So recently, about a week ago, Kelly Andrews said her dog kept... So everybody knows how hard it is to keep a newborn baby asleep. Well, her dog keeps breaking in to her baby's nursery and waking up her baby all night. And she said she had just about had it with this dog. Like, what are you doing? I don't understand. Why are you waking up the baby? The dog was going out of its way to jimmy the door open and get in and wake up this baby. And it turns out the dog knew something was wrong when the parents didn't. The dog goes in one time, and you know, the mom's going in to check and make sure the baby's asleep, and she had stopped breathing. And they end up taking her to the hospital, and because of the care she received, the baby's going to be okay. But if it hadn't been for this dog just insisting, I'm going to, this little French bulldog. I'm sure he was driving her crazy. And she goes from being annoyed with the dog to thinking, this is a true life angel, a hero.
Without a doubt.
Just overnight. So if you ever have a dog that's acting funny, if he's like super focusing on something, they just have these instincts that we just don't quite understand, or they'll pick up on things we don't notice. And it actually ended up a lot of people on social media were sharing things that their dogs had realized something and helped them. It's pretty amazing.
It happens more often than we realize, or that's being reported. But like that, I mean, here this family could have been dealing with a, you know, their child could have been a SID statistic, sadly, and heartbreaking. We hear of these stories, and but for their dog, annoying as he was, for all the right reasons. We got about a minute left here, Sam. This last story, a lost elderly veteran is treated with nothing but kindness at a West Virginia restaurant. What happened?
That's right. So the Boston Beanery restaurant, an elderly man wandered in, and right away the hostess kind of notices something might not be right. And she goes to get her manager, and the manager comes up and she starts talking. This guy ends up being a veteran. And she's like, well, do you know your name? And he's like, well, of course I know my name. And that he doesn't. He doesn't know his name. And so a police officer comes. The restaurant ends up buying him a meal, and they just sit down and they visit for a while. They end up realizing that he has a son, and they contact him, but they take a picture of this moment where people are just giving him food and sitting down and taking time. And, you know, it ends up being a blessing. You know, they end up sharing the picture.
That is so cool. Check it out at Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there, along with all these great stories. Sam, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Thank you, as always. Appreciate it. Take care.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase.